This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Mike Ray and this is the first podcast that I've done for HPR. In fact, it's the first podcast that I've done for anybody anywhere. How I got into accessible computing. Before we talk about how I got into accessible computing, it might be worth defining the term accessible. If you've got two ears, two eyes, two arms, two hands, 10 fingers, two legs, 2 feet, and all of which work properly, and no cognitive problems like dyslexia or any other serious cognitive disorders, you might be forgiven for not knowing what is meant by accessible computing. The term accessible can be applied not only to computing, but to any kind of gadget or facility or even place, such as an elevator, a shop, community centre, or indeed a computer software system. And accessibility is the ability of that system to be used by somebody with some kind of physical or cognitive impairment. So, how did I get into accessible computing? Well, it's really simple. I'm totally blind. I'm 50 years old, and I've been blind now for about 6 years, although I've been visually impaired to some degree or another since I was born, gradually getting worse, but very quickly going totally blind about 6 years ago. And I've been a programmer since about 1991. Not worked for a few years because of my blindness, but still in the market. So what do I use? What do blind people or visually impaired people in particular use to make a system accessible? A screen reader, very typically, is a system for reading the screen in synthesized speech. Also a refreshable braille display, which is a device which provides a line either 40 or 80 braille cells, which a cell is a 2 across and 3 down, or in the case of computer braille, 2 across and 4 down dots. The familiar braille that pretty much everybody knows about. Those are the two tools that I use, and I use those on both Windows and Linux. And on Windows, I use an open source screen reader called NVDA, which in recent years has come along in leaps and bounds and is really now snapping at the heels of the commercial opposition. All of the commercial opposition being extremely expensive. The market leader, it typically will cost you 3 if not 4 times the price that you paid for your machine to run it on. So an open source screen reader is a good option. On the Linux desktop, there is only one real screen reader option, and that is Orca, which is part of GNOME now and runs very well and makes, along with a few other bits and pieces, makes most GTK applications accessible, and there's also accessibility for Qt applications, but that's a bit more patchy. In the Linux console, there is SpeakUp, which is a console mode screen reader, which is actually a kernel module, and that works very well also. So that's really no more to say about how I got into accessible computing. I'm working at the moment on doing all sorts of tests and trials to install various Linux distros that have accessible installation systems. I sort of insist upon being able to install something without sighted assistance. Either I'm stubborn or I just don't have regular access to IT literate sighted people, so I pretty much insist upon being able to install stuff myself. So if something is not equipped with an accessible installer, I don't want to know about it. I'm also doing lots with the Raspberry Pi, working on code to make that accessible, and there's a few problems with that which I'll talk about in a subsequent podcast. So that's really it. That's how I got into accessible computing. I intend to do some more podcasts about Linux, about accessibility, about Raspberry Pi, and anything that really kind of springs to mind. So watch this space.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.